Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're going to be talking again about internal promotions. Remember last time we were talking about a conversation between Elaine and Philip and then Elaine and Julian about getting an internal promotion within the company. A lot of times people just think that, well, I'm going to get a different job. I'm going to quit my job altogether and look for another job at another company. But we're going to tell you about another possibility to enhance your career, try to get an internal promotion at your own company. It's very possible, and of course, it's probably more easily done that way. You're already there at the company, you know things about it, you know who's going to interview you, so the chances of getting a promotion inside your own company are higher than getting a better position at another company where you have to start from the bottom again.
Well, you don't have to start from the bottom if you've already been in the industry for a while, but boy, you should know someone at that new company. It's very hard to just get hired from submitting a job application and a resume. It's almost impossible.
But in any case, we've got Steven today, and he's writing in his blog, which, of course, is your web log, your kind of diary that you put on the internet. These were quite popular some years ago. I don't know if they're so popular
anymore. They're still popular, yeah.
But in any case, Steven's writing in his blog about internal promotions today. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's listen to the entirety of our lesson, and then we're going to talk about it. A few people have asked me to write a post about getting a better job within the company you already work for. Is it the same as applying for a new job elsewhere? Well, yes and no. You'll go through the same process, but the hiring manager will expect more from you as you have a lot more access to information about the company than an external candidate. This means that preparation is the key. You should talk to employees who are in similar roles to find out more about the requirements and challenges of the role. They may be able to give you some constructive advice. Another important person to talk to is your current manager. For one thing, if they hear from someone else that you're applying for a new job, they'll probably be none too pleased. For another, the hiring manager will certainly want to talk to them, as their support will be invaluable. Make sure they're in your corner and willing to act as one of your references. My best tip is to take the application process seriously. You have an advantage because you already work for the company, but that doesn't mean you can get by with a casual attitude. As I said above, expectations for you will be higher, so you have to go to great lengths to meet them.
Well, Tom already talked about what a blog is. It's like a diary that you put on the internet. So a web log is a blog. They were called web logs long ago, probably before some of our listeners even got on the internet. So it is a blog these days. A few people have asked me to write a post about getting a better job within the company you already work for. So this is kind of his opinion, his ideas about what you should do. You could also say a few people have asked me to post about getting a better job, because post is used as a verb and a noun. You can post something to the internet. Maybe you have a new photo and you want to post it to your Instagram account. Or I have a Twitter account. Maybe you want to post a comment there. Or you could write a post and put it online. So he's going to write a post about getting a better job within your own company. So this, again, is an internal promotion. Let's see if he has any good ideas.
Okay, so also a question that people were asking him was, is it the same as applying for a new job elsewhere? So Stephen has written in this blog for some time, and he has a certain amount of followers, and they offer feedback, and they write back to him and make requests. So they've requested that he tell them about trying to get a job within the company, a promotion, and is it the same as applying for a new job elsewhere? Well, now he attempts to answer these questions. He says, well, yes and no. The answer to the question is part yes and part no. He says, you'll go through the same process, but the hiring manager will expect more from you, as you have a lot more access to information about the company than an external candidate. So I guess he's saying that don't think it's going to be easy just because you already are in the company. They know you know about the company, so they're going to have higher expectations of you. You gotta be prepared.
Sometimes companies won't open up these job positions externally, so they will only be looking to hire from within the company. In that case, you probably have a better chance. But if they open up this job posting to external people, you're going to have to do a little bit more work, I think, I would say, from my perspective. So this guy, Steven, whoever he is, he says you'll go through the same process, but the hiring manager will expect more from you because obviously you know what's going on within the company. And if you are interviewing from the outside, I would definitely suggest learning as much about the company as you can. That makes a lot of sense. Access is sort of like saying availability, right? Access. If you have access to something, you can get to it. We often use access to talk about the internet. Oh, I can't access the internet, which means maybe your cable is down. My cable was down for almost 4 days a month ago because they were fixing the road outside my apartment. I was so angry. I went to talk to the people, the guys that were doing the road work, and I said, I work in my apartment. How long is this taking? So access to the internet. If you have access to a job, it just means you have the ability to actually apply for it. Sometimes we don't have access to jobs we want.
No, we don't. And you did bring up a good point there. It seems that everybody can't live without having access to the internet.
No.
I'm trying to think back when I traveled to Thailand for the first time. There was no such thing as internet cafes or smartphones or anything like that. We sent postcards to our friends back home. And if you wanted to splurge a little bit, you could actually make an international phone call to your folks back home to let you know you were okay. But otherwise, you were totally on your own.
I wanted to mention really quickly, splurge is a great word. S-P-L-U-R-G-E. It just means to spend a little bit more than you really should. You want to splurge and do something, kind of give yourself a treat.
Yes, indeed. So lots of people want to have access to the information. And, of course, if you work for the company, you will have more access to information. So the hiring manager will, of course, expect you to know more than perhaps somebody coming from the outside. This means that preparation is the key. Okay, so you not only have to know what you already know, you probably need to do some more homework about the company, find out some things you didn't know before. And, for example, you should talk to employees who are in similar roles to find out more about the requirements and challenges of the role. So you could apply for that internal promotion, but here, our writer here in Stephen's blog is saying that you should probably try to find out more about that actual position, find out from other employees who have a similar position, find out what those requirements are. What do I need to know? What do I need to prepare in order to get this position inside the company?
Yeah, it's a good idea. A candidate, of course, could be a person who applies for a job, but it's also a person who is nominated to run for an office, a political office. So they're a candidate as well. Now, this means that preparation is the key. If something's the key, it's very important. It's probably the most important thing to consider. You should talk to employees. This is great. I go around and I talk to people to see what their job's like, you know. Sometimes you'll find out that even though it's a higher position, maybe you don't really like what they have to do. So talk to people. Find out what the requirements are. Requirements are the things that you must do, right?
Yep.
And challenges. They may be able to give you something called constructive advice. Constructive criticism is what we usually use when we use this word constructive. Just means it's useful. It's helpful. It tends to build up or helps promote somebody. It helps somebody actually get their goal, right? constructive advice. Destructive advice or advice that doesn't help is advice that you probably shouldn't seek out. So constructive criticism, it's criticism where people tell you what you're doing wrong, but they do it because they want for you to be better. They're not doing it to be mean or hateful.
Well, sometimes they are doing it to be mean and hateful.
Then we don't call it constructive criticism. We just call it criticism.
Right. If you have a backseat driver in your car, for example, somebody telling you how to drive, why are you going so fast here? Oh, you should have turned there. You're driving erratically. That is a backseat driver. And they are not good at giving constructive advice, something that you can actually use, and it's not negative. But here, again, the advice is to seek out those other people who are in similar positions. Get some information about the requirements and challenges, and they might give you some useful and constructive information or advice. Now, another important person to talk to is your current manager. Interesting, okay? Someone who is your superior in the company.
Yeah, your boss.
Your boss, basically, your current manager. Mm-hmm. So talk to that person as well. For one thing, if they hear from someone else that you're applying for a new job, they'll probably be none too pleased.
True.
None too pleased here. Not pleased at all. They will not be happy about that. So, yeah, you need to keep these things in the open here. Let your current manager know that, well, nothing personal, you know, even though I hate your management style and you're the wrong zodiacal sign and you're a little bit overweight and stuff like that and I don't like the way you smell.
Your blood type is wrong.
And you don't shave often enough and stuff like that. Other than that, though, I just want to let you know that I am applying for another position. Of course, I'm joking here, but yeah, it's a good idea to keep things in the open, because if they find out you're applying for another position, they might feel like you're stabbing them in the back or something. And you're kind
of, you need to get a good review from them. You need for them to be on your side. So never go behind their back. Never do it secretly. Always talk to your boss first about what you want to do.
And don't burn your bridge.
Either.
Basically, that's what you said. You might need them for a reference someday. So, yeah, let them know that you're applying for another position. And for another thing, that's the pattern here, for one thing, blah, 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 for another, the hiring manager will certainly want to talk to them, as their support will be invaluable. So, yes, the person who is responsible for the new position will certainly want to talk to your old manager and get some information there. So, yes, indeed, you need to let your current manager know that you're doing this.
Right. Make sure they're in your corner. If someone's in your corner, they're on your side. I think it's a reference that comes from boxing. You know how boxers have their own corners and their team is in their corner. They're the ones who are supporting them. So you want to make sure that your present boss is in your corner and they're willing to act as one of your references. A reference here refers to someone that you can expect to give glowing, terrifically positive reviews when someone calls to ask about you as a potential candidate or a potential employee. So you want them in your corner. Sometimes on a resume, you don't have a lot of room. You might want to just say, for references, see such and such, and I'll list names. Sometimes I go ahead and put people's names and telephone numbers on my resume if I know that they're going to say beautiful things about me. But, yeah, references are a really important part of getting a job.
Yeah, providing that information shows them that you have nothing to hide. Make it easy for them to contact your references and stuff like that, so they know that you're not afraid of what those people will say. You're very confident that they will say positive things about you. Now, here Stephen goes on to say in the final paragraph of his blog entry for today, my best tip is to take the application process seriously. Okay, this is a tip here. Tip can mean a couple of things. Money you give a waiter or a waitress at a restaurant.
Xiaofei.
You don't really tip here in Taiwan. I'm glad you don't do it.
I give tips, though. I do.
Don't do that. Don't start that nasty habit.
I hate that.
Every time I go to the States, I gotta, oh, gee, what's 15% of this bill? What's 20%? And I have to give them some money. I don't like that.
And I always tip more when I go to the States.
Yeah, you're
keeping this tradition.
It should be It should be gotten rid of.
Well, yeah.
That's another subject of tipping, but here tip means like a little extra piece of advice or a little piece of information, something that I think you should do. Here's a tip for you. Invest in stock in the XYZ company right now because the prices are going to go up real soon, and this is not insider trading.
Yeah, and if you're going to apply for a job, then take the application process seriously. You know, don't goof around or not do good job. Be serious about it so you look like you're a good employee. You have an advantage because you already work for the company, obviously, but that doesn't mean you can get by with a casual attitude. We saw that casual attitude from Philip.
Yeah, we did.
Who seemed to just feel like Elaine should just hand him the job. He didn't need to do anything. Don't be too casual. Casual is informal, as some lucky companies or some lucky employees work for companies that have casual Friday, which is great. You can just,
they
you know,
still do
jeans.
That now?
Oh, yeah, they do it here, too.
Oh, I've heard about, I haven't heard about that for years because I basically dress casually every day.
I don't get
week.
To. See, here's the difference. I go and teach at night, so I have to dress up. But even on casual Friday, my boss, I work for a company where we teach business people. My boss says I can't wear jeans.
Oh, no. Well, I don't wear jeans anyway.
I think
they're too they're too cold in the winter and too hot in the summer. They're
cold in the winter? What?
Yeah, well, I've basically found them to be a useless garment.
I love that.
Is another subject.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't have this casual attitude. You've got to take the interview and the application process seriously.
Mm.
And then Stephen goes on to say, as I said above or earlier in my blog here, expectations for you will be higher, so you have to go to great lengths to meet them. So again, these are expectations that they have of you because you already work for the company,
mm-hmm.
and that's not enough. You got to know more. They're going to expect more out of you.
They will.
And so those expectations will be higher. So you need to go the extra mile. You need to go to great lengths. You need to make the extra effort to meet those requirements and get that promotion.
Yeah, go to extra lengths just means do everything you can and more. Go the extra mile is often used a lot. So do whatever you can because if you do it right, you could end up getting that promotion, which is pretty exciting. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back with a couple of discussion questions. Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们来继续看多益这篇文章。那其实我们之前有听了一个对话，这个对话的内容呢，有两位在职场上想要同时竞争某一个销售经理的空缺，那两者有不同的态度。可是这篇文章接下来就要教大家，其实当你有内部升迁的这种事情，一定要注意有几个点，可能如果你留意的话，比较容易帮你获得这个职位。好，这篇文章它就是一个职场的部落客所写的。好，他提到说很多人都希望我 write a post。 好， post 其实它的名词就是贴文，所以希望我贴篇文章，写一篇文章跟职场这个得到好的工作有关。好，那他就告诉你，在你已经对这个公司工作了一段时间之后，跟你要到别家去应征新工作，这个过程是不是完全一样呢？其实对他的答案来说也很有趣，他说 Yes and no， 也许是，但是也可能不是。下面就听他解释。他说呢，其实你是内部想要找自己公司的工作，他可能公司对你的要求更多。怎么讲？因为他说你和外面的竞争者来看的话，你更容易得到有关于公司的资讯。好，所以呢，他这里提到了 have a lot more access to information。 这个 access 名词就是代表通路，所以后面这些词要记得是 to 哦。 haveaccess to something， 你比较容易获得资讯，跟别人来说，跟那种 external candidate， 也是外面来应征的人相比之下。好，那他告诉你，说起来呢，关键在哪里？就是这个字 preparation， 准备。
机会是给有准备的人。那下面呢，他就提到，也许比较好的一个方式就是，你应该要跟其他可能是同样的担任类似这个工作的人谈一谈，这样子的话，你可以知道他的要求是什么，挑战是什么，而且他们还可以给你什么样的意见呢？好，这个片语大家要记起来哦。Constructive advice， constructive 就是有建设性的，可以给你一些有建设性的建议。好，谈到这一点之外，他还有一件事要提醒你，他说Another important person to talk to is your current manager. 这个人是谁？是你现在目前的管理的经理。这个人你也应该跟他谈一谈。那理由是什么？好，下面说到理由啊，他用到了一个片语 for one thing。好，我们知道 for one thing 就是好像我们在说哦，第一点，这第一个理由是什么？那相对的，你再往下找，一定会有叫讲第二点的时候，他会说 for another。的确的，下面就还有另外一点，看到了吗 ？For another。所以我们先从第一点看起，第一点理由是什么？因为呢，如果说啊，他们不是从你口中知道说你想要去找一个新的职缺，而是别人来跟他讲，你想这感受应该不太好。所以他说 ,there will probably be none too pleased. None too pleased.这个片语就是不太高兴。我们在英文里面有一个刚好跟它相对的说法是，诶，我非常高兴。你会讲 I'm more than pleased. I'm more than pleased to see you. 哇，我非常非常高兴看到你。当然这里的 none too pleased 刚好跟它相反，这可能会让它不太高兴了。好，提完第一个理由，那第二个理由看到了吗 ？For another， 另外一个理由就是说，负责应征的经理，他也一定会想跟你原先的经理谈嘛，因为他对你的评价，他对你的支持，这很重要。好，我们看到非常重要，他用了这个字 invaluable。好，要小心哦，我们平常看到。In 好像是否定的含义，所以有些时候你看到这个字会以为是一点价值也没有，但不，这个 invaluable 是代表说，哇，这其实是无价的，是非常非常非常有价值的， very valuable。相对的，如果你是说这个东西一点价值都没有，那个字应该是 valueless。V-A-L-U-E-L-E-S-S， 所以千万不要跟 invaluable 搞错了。好，接下来他又继续说，所以你一定要确认说你原来的上司，你原来的经理 they are in your corner。 In one's corner 这个片语说在你的角落里，其实意思就是他站在你这边，他是帮你讲话的。好，当然有时候我们说I'm on your side，意思也是一样，就是我站在你那一边。接下来他说到，因为他是站在你这边为你讲话，他会愿意成为你的推荐人，这个字就是 reference。 好，最后这段他继续说到，要想要去找一个工作，要在职场内部公司里面晋升，他提到最好的一点就是一定要态度上非常的认真，所以说态度可能决定你的高度，可能决定你是否得到一份工作。好，因为如果你是态度非常随便，想说你就可以应付过去，因为你本来就在这里工作的话，那可能对你是不利的。这里有个片语 get by， get by 就是应付过去，你态度随便，然后以为你可以随便就应付过去，这并不好。其实你原来这家公司，因为你已经在这里待久了，可能对你的期待是更高的，所以他要你呢怎么样 go to great lengths to meet them。 注意到这个动词 meet 其实就代表符合，所以我们后面常看到 meet the standard, meet the requirement, meet the expectations， 表示符合期待。好，我们今天讲解到这里结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, that's all for our discussion about the contents of Stephen's blog, but now we've got some discussion questions to get to finish off our lesson for today. So let me ask this question here.
Okay.
First of all, what else should you do when preparing for a job interview with your own company?
I would, I think all of the advice they've given us is pretty darn good. I would probably, if I thought I was going to apply for a job within the company, I'd probably start, kind of getting to know that other department well and maybe the manager. I'm not against being friendly. I don't think you have to be a brown noser, which means, you're kissing up, what's it, Pai Ma Pi or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Kissing
uh-huh.
up to people. Brown nose, do you know where that comes from? You kind of put your nose on someone's butt.
I don't want to know yet where the brown comes from there. It's kind of so, gross.
Kiss somebody, kiss up to the
toady
boss.
Toady up to somebody,
oh,
that's
I don't know
another
that
term.
One. I think
it's more British than American.
Yeah,
but basically kissing arse, as they say in England. But in any case here, that's something you might do. I don't think you want to go overboard.
Don't go overboard. You irritate people. Okay.
Yeah. And I was going to say, just basically take it as seriously as you would a regular job interview.
Yeah.
Dress up, shave, put on aftershave and stuff like that.
Not too much aftershave.
Make sure there are no hairs growing in your nose. Oh. Trim them out, stuff like that. Make yourself look presentable and professional. Et cetera. Make sure your tie is straight as well. I have trouble with that. My ties always kind of shift off to one side.
I've never seen you wear a tie.
I've
known you 10 years. You've never worn a tie.
I'd rather wear a bow tie because they're lighter. But in any case, I guess I've answered this question sufficiently.
Go into the next one, shall we?
That's what we should do. So here
we go. I'm asking you. You ask me first.
Okay, fire away.
What expectations may your company have when you apply for an internal promotion?
Well, other than the expectations we discussed in Stephen's blog here mm-hmm. about knowing more about the company than you already do, I think you should probably know more about the industry in general and maybe do some extra research outside and keep abreast of trade journals and stuff mm-hmm. like that mm-hmm. and current news events that might affect your company's business mm-hmm. and future trends and investments and stuff like that. Yeah, basically know as much as you can so they'll be really impressed and you will get that promotion.
I think they probably will have an expectation that you'll be even more loyal to the company and even a harder worker than someone from the outside. So don't disappoint them on that. That's all we have for you today. We hope you learned a few more words that'll help you on that big TOEIC test you take someday. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.